the American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardivite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gets to the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Folks, good afternoon. A little bit late getting in the studio here. It is the 18th day of March, 2005. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. And, of course, that is Central Time. We're not on the Eastern Standard Time block as the Eastern Establishment boys. We are not the alternative media. We are the alternative to the media, as I'm fond of saying. I've got Ed McCabe with me, Mr. Oxygen, from OxygenAmerica.com. That's the name of the company. Actually, it's Oxygen America Incorporated, but the website is OxygenAmerica.com. And we appreciate the sponsorship, folks, the support of the network, so we can keep educating people out there. And one of the things we need to educate them about is why your body needs oxygen. Everybody thinks that, oh, yeah, well, I get all the oxygen I need. All I have to do is keep breathing. Well, the funny thing happened on the way to the forum here, folks. They've discovered that the oxygen content of our planet has actually been reduced. We have problems with our bodies that we can't assimilate certain things, and oxygen is the thing that makes it all burn. So if you're lacking an oxygen in your cellular structure, in the blood of your body, well, then you're not optimizing your health. And there's good reasons for that. I've got Ed McCabe with me. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's a nice, bright, sunny day here in Florida.
Well, it is here, too. I don't know what it was like yesterday, but it is 75 degrees here today and sunny. I hope your weather is as good down there.
It is.
Ed, oxygen. Your product helps build oxygen into the body. How does it do it, and why should we be concerned about adding more oxygen? As you heard me say that, well, most people, they are under the impression that we get all the oxygen we need right from the air we breathe.
Well, first I want to correct something you just said. You just said my product. I don't literally sell any products. I just have my book, which is Flood Your Body with Oxygen. And I've designed some products, which are being sold by a friend of mine. So I just wanted to get that straight.
You were the brainchild behind it.
Well, I've been doing this for, 17 years. And I've interviewed people all over the world, doctors and patients, using various forms of oxygen supplementation. And I have heard stories of people getting rid of almost every disease you can think of simply by putting supplemental oxygen, usually in an active form, into their bodies for an extended period of time. Now, the reason that's working so well for all the people that I've interviewed is the fact that there are two causes of disease, basically. I mean, the two basic causes of disease, and they both have to do with oxygen deprivation. The first is that the body fills up with toxicity from the air, the food, the water. Anything that's not a natural food, your body doesn't know what to do with it. Your body has kind of an allergic reaction to it, and it tries to hide it under mucus, or it stores it somewhere in the body, or it just doesn't know and it tries to push it out. But after a lifetime of 30, 40 years of doing that, your kidney, your liver, you get tired of trying to fix this problem of unnatural things going into your body. Now, we're talking, of course, about food colorings, additives, chemicals, processing things. For example, someone could eat a food, and it doesn't say on the label that it's got benzene in it, but what they don't tell you is all the big pots and pans that it was brewed in were washed with benzene. So there's benzene residues in all the food, but, of course, it's not on the label. You think it's a great food. But that's the kind of stuff that we're absorbing daily through our food. Then you have, of course, your water. You got your fluorine, your chlorine. And even if you're not drinking fluorine and chlorine in your water, you're probably consuming liquid beverages made with chlorinated water. And also your foodstuffs, your vegetables are frozen maybe in that type of water. So the air you breathe, automobile exhaust, of course. You look out the window here, and I can almost see the power plant up in Fort Lauderdale. And on some days, I come out, and my white car has a coat of black soot on it.
I have smelled that power plant driving through Lauderdale.
Yeah, and so it's like, well, what are we breathing, folks? If my car is covered in the morning with a layer of black soot, what does everybody here breathe? So you have to take into account that everything you've been breathing, drinking, and eating since you were born has probably been contaminated. I'd say 100%, beyond probably. It's been contaminated with something at some point along the line, and that all gets in your body. Now, your body's only got one way to deal with that. Since it's not a natural food, your body says, well, I don't know what it is. Let's try to do something with it. So the first thing it tries to do with it is it tries to burn it up. It tries to decompose it into its base elements so that the molecules of the toxin are reduced down to, let's say, instead of a complex compound chemical, it's reduced down to hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, and sulfur. Your body tries to break it down into base elements, and then it can eliminate it without it harming your body. The problem is the body must have a lot of oxygen in it for that system to work, and that's our natural detoxification. Daily, well, every time you go to sleep, you breathe deep, and your body tries to absorb all this oxygen so it can clean you up, and you get up in the morning and go to the bathroom. Well, that's the result of your body trying to clean up all night while you're sleeping. The problem is our air, as I said, is bound up in toxicity. There's so many toxins in the air that nobody's getting enough oxygen, plus they're cutting down the rainforest, and Science News announced that maybe in 17 years there won't be a rainforest, and that means half of our oxygen supply for the planet pretty much is going to be gone in 17 years. So what about your children? This is something politically and beyond politically, environmentally, that we all must worry about and do something about before it's too late.
Well, and the listeners must know, you've written this book, and you did that in 1988, Oxygen Therapies.
That was the first book, yes.
Yeah, A New Way of Approaching Disease. And even without a publisher, you managed to sell 250,000 of those books through just word of mouth alone.
That's correct. And I lectured everywhere. Every weekend I was in a different city all over the planet. We sold 250,000 of those books because it was the first book ever to touch on the subject and to explain to, the people exactly what I'm laying out for you now, the two major causes of all disease. The first one is, of course, toxicity. I've just explained that, and your body will fill up. The only way your body can burn up or oxidize those toxins is to burn them up with oxygen. That's the only way they can leave.
And if the toxins are clogging up the body, the oxygen doesn't get to it. It doesn't help in the biology of your body, you know, you burning your fats and whatever else and how the human body's supposed to work. So what happens to all these toxins?
They sit there and they pile up and pile up and pile up, and then they pile up some more, and then they pile up some more. And eventually everything starts to get plugged up, your capillaries, your lymph system, all the things that are supposed to be open and flowing freely start getting sluggish and slower. Your body starts to get slower and slower. You get more and more tired, less and less energy. You start to get lines and wrinkles in your face and your skin because it's being deprived of the oxygen it needs. Everyone prematurely ages. Nobody digests their food. Nobody can think clearly. Nobody's got any energy.
So you're old, you're fat, and you're dead before your time.
That's it. And it's because of the lack of oxygen in your body mainly. That's the main reason. In other words, just living here does this to you. Unless you use your free will to turn that around. And that's what my teachings are all about, my books, my lectures, seminars, videos, tapes, all that. That is to teach you how that you can take charge of your life and you can reverse the aging process, in my opinion. I'm not guaranteeing it. That would be a claim. But I've seen lots and lots of people, when they put oxygen, including myself, when they start putting supplemental oxygen into their body, they get younger and younger and younger looking. They have more and more energy. They think clearer. They digest their food better, and they eliminate. They go to the bathroom much easier, more often, and more comes out. So it's vitally important that you get enough oxygen in your body. Now, you can tell what shape you're in simply by looking at your blood under a microscope. If your blood, even if you don't have a microscope, if you go down to the Red Cross and they take out your blood, they put it in a bag, and you look over at the bag, and the bag is brown, dark purple, maybe black if you're really old or really sick, that's filthy. Your blood is supposed to be a cardinal red, a bright cardinal red, very pretty, well-oxygenated blood. It's not. And you go look at all the other blood bags in the blood bank, and they're all the same dark color. That means the whole society is filled up with toxins, all these petrochemicals, these pesticides being sprayed on the lawn. They get into the aquifer, they get into the river, they get out into the ocean, kill all the algae and the fish and the toxins, and you got dead zones out in the ocean. All this stuff is related to where we live, this environmental soup. Now, we don't think about it because if you thought about it, you'd drive yourself nuts all day long. Think about how filthy this place is. But the fact is it is, and it's encroaching daily on your cellular health, your energy, your mind, your thoughts, everything going on inside you are all drastically affected, reduced in efficiency by this toxicity. Now, that's the first cause of all disease. That's what the setup is. Once your body gets filled, once your blood gets dirty, once all this stuff happens to you, then what's going to come right in? Bugs, bacteria, viruses, funguses, pathogens, all these little microbes are going to go, wow, look at this swamp with no oxygen in it, filled with toxicity, is nothing but food for them. They just love it. And just like maggots will form on dead animal carcasses, in the same way at the microscopic level, these little bugs will get into us. They're everywhere. There's no way you can keep them out. But they'll get into you, and then they'll start to infest you with their colonies. They'll start going to the bathroom, excreting their elimination into your body, into your blood, over and over, more and more toxicity, in come more microbes, and eventually you end up with things like cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, arthritis. This is all the buildup of toxicity followed by the invasion of microscopic primitive organisms that have not evolved to live in an oxygenated atmosphere, so they must live in anaerobic conditions. Now, the beautiful thing about this, about what I teach and what I'm telling you about today, is that all these microbes that infest you after your body gets low oxygen, filthy from years of living on this planet, all these microbes, the bacteria, the viruses, the fungus, and the pathogens, they're anaerobic. They are anaerobes. They are scientifically classified as things that cannot live in oxygen.
Hold that thought. Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, he's only been researching this, investigating, studying this for nigh on 12 years, folks. He is in the category of one of the premier experts on the subject. We shall be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've said this on this program before, that a lot of people don't understand this, and it's a little yucky when you think about it. As Mr. McCabe is telling us about bacteria, and bacteria, they eliminate, they eat, and they eliminate. Now, we are a nation that we like to think of ourselves as being manicured and coiffured and washed and suitable for moving around in public or close quarters. In other words, we don't smell. And we go to extraordinary lengths to make sure that that does not happen. We use deodorants. Well, try not using deodorant for a few days and you see what happens. But do you realize what that smell is that you smell? We're all different, folks. We all have different metabolisms. But that odor still smells kind of the same. Well, the reason being that that's bacteria. And bacteria is living in your armpits. Ugh. But more importantly, what you're smelling is actually bacteriological flagellants. That's right. They eat and they eliminate. So if you ever wanted to know why you're using your favorite underarm deodorant to keep that odor down, that's what's going on. Now, Ed, Mr. Oxygen, that is just one small example, and that's something that people can readily identify with, but they don't see what's happening under the skin, do they?
No, because we look pretty and manicured, and we dress nice, and our hair is coiffed, and all this stuff. But you go ask any colon therapist, someone that works with cleaning out the human elimination system, and they will tell you that over the past 10, 15, 20 years, if they've been around that long, people have gotten worse. More and more filthy inside, more and more parasitic infections, more and more parasites living in the human body. Even though we look good and, you know, we all work on our outer image, how many of us are actually clean inside? The difference with someone who's well oxygenated is the elimination of most of these body odors. They just simply go away. Why? Because just as I ended the last segment with, these bacteria that cause the odor, just like the viruses, funguses, the mycotoxins, the mycoplasmas, all these new designer viruses and RNA things they've got out there, all that is anaerobic. Every last bit of it, except for, you know, a tiny little percentage, which that oxygen takes care of that too, so don't hang me on that, but they're all anaerobic, all of them. And so if they can't live in oxygen by their scientific definition, and you were to flood your body with oxygen surrounding all these bacteria, viruses, funguses, pathogens, and other primitive microbes with oxygen, they can't live in it. You surround them with it. What's going to happen to them? And that's the beauty of this. It's nature's way of keeping us healthy. It's nature's way of keeping us clean. And it's nature's way of cleaning out our insides, eliminating the odors from our mouth, our eliminative areas, our underarms, all the things that give people an odor. All that is individual different classes of bacteria, so they all smell a little different, that sort of thing. Once you get enough oxygen in your body, you don't have these smells anymore. And I bet you that once you get enough oxygen in your body, we take your blood out and compare it to 100 other people, you're going to be very well pleased that the color of your blood, which would be cardinal red, and their blood is going to be dark brown, dark purple, and black. That's because the liquids, the fluids in their bodies are still teeming with this bacteria. These bacteria are, again, eliminating into the bloodstream and the lymph system. The toxins are already in there, filling up every breath you take, every drink you take, every morsel of food you eat has got some of this contamination in it somewhere. The air that's supposed to be fresh, clean, and vibrant, filled with the sun's light and the electrons and the photons from the sun, charging the air, making the ozone layer, which is a very good form of oxygen up in the high heavens, that filters down to earth, that sterilizes and purifies everything. That's what gives the nice fresh smell to your laundry out in the line when you take it in from a sunny day. That's all nature's oxygen. But because of all the pollution on the planet, you don't have available. They'll tell you it's 21% and it's been like that for a long time. But there's some ancient studies about the Cretaceous era, where they postulated that the oxygen in the content of the atmosphere was probably 38 to 50%. And now we're down to 21, which is approximately half of when the Earth was a verdant green rainforest type of condition. And so we find ourselves genetically designed to run on perhaps twice as much oxygen as we actually have in our environment. So our lifespans are shortened, our energy goes down, our ability to think goes down, our stress goes up, and when stress goes up, it makes you angry, and when you get angry, you want to jump out of the car on a freeway and shoot the guy next to you. That's all from a lack of oxygen and all the smog making people so stressed they just start to flip out. We have about 85% of the people in our country on medical drugs today, pharmaceutical drugs, 85%, 75%, 80%, somewhere on there I've seen these studies. That's amazing. Why does 80% of our population think that they have to stick these drugs in their body? Well, partly because they've released all the controls on the advertising, so they're all being brainwashed. But apart from that, what's wrong that our population thinks it has to fix all these things and all these things are wrong with our population? It's the lack of oxygen. So rather than go chase the symptoms and put drugs in your body, why don't you go back to where it all started and put the oxygen in the body in the first place that'll keep your blood clean, keep your lymph clean, keep your energy levels up, have you digest your food properly, just give you everything you need to live a natural, normal, healthy, long life.
People
oxygen
don't,
is the key.
Ed, people don't equate. We've got a break here in a couple of seconds, and we'll take the short break, and I'll bring Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, back. People don't understand this, Ed, that energy, you know, you wake up in the morning, a lot of people grab caffeine or a shower or whatever to wake up, and you go through a natural biocycle throughout your day, but people don't understand where they're getting that energy once they wake in the morning and start moving around. If you've been noticing you've got less and less energy, yeah, some of that might be due to age, but a lot of it, ladies and gentlemen, is due to a lack of oxygen in your body. More with Mr. Oxygen right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time. By creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant superterms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
If you want to order a copy of Ed McCabe's book, it's very, very simple to do, folks. I want you to write this down because, you know, here is one of the first people. Everybody has jumped on board. There's all kinds of oxygen therapies out there. We got people making hyperbolic chambers now. And, you know, the idea is that we take a bunch of air, compress it, and that's supposed to get into your body faster. Well, if you would like to order product, you can go to OxygenAmerica.com. They've got the all-in-one Oxy Blends, Oxy Immune, very good, very fine products, and many other products that, I mean, there's a lot of products here to assist you in building your immune system through oxygen. But if you want to get a copy of the book, and I urge you to do this, folks, we've always said this, don't take anybody's word for this one. You need to do your research. You need to do your studying. You need to do your reading. You need to do your subject matter, because a little bit of knowledge is, in many cases, dangerous. If you're fully informed about a subject, well, then you can make informed choices, and that's what this is about. If you would like to get a copy of his book, you can go to his website, oxygenhealth.com. Again, that's oxygenhealth.com, or simply call 800-247-6553. You know, Ed, we were talking during the break. There is a bunch of weird stuff going on. You mentioned that down in Florida, you've got the black mold that's doing the creepy crawlies on landings and roofs of houses inside. We have, I told you about a disease that there's over 800 cases of this bacteria that it gets, it's subcutaneous. It gets in your skin. It can get into your bowels, your living organs. And the byproduct of this bacteria is stuff that looks like spider web, and it will kill you. Now, there's a bunch of weird stuff going on out there. You made the point, and rightfully so, and I hope you heard him, folks, when he said this. Ed McCabe said, look, you're out there, you're going to the pharma cartels, 80% of the people in this country are on one form of drug or another. Your body is designed in peak optimum performance levels to ward off all kinds of diseases. Everybody out there listening to the sound of my voice right now, did you know you had cancer? Cancer cells are in your body right now. Why are you not afflicted or dying of cancer right now? It's because your immune system is keeping it in check. All kinds of diseases. Your body is optimized once it's at that point. God doesn't create junk here, folks, okay? He does have a sense of humor. He created the platypus. Nobody can figure out exactly what that thing is. But you take a look at the human body. It is a masterful work of art. And what we're doing is fouling it up. It's not working the way it used to. Isn't that right, Ed?
That's right.
I mean,
the pollution is skyrocketing.
And it's getting worse and worse. We're finding about contaminants more in the air, in the water. I mean, this might even affect you down in Florida. There's a huge aquifer on the East Coast. They've got nuclear waste that is sitting in tanks, and these tanks are cracking. We're talking about billions of gallons of liquefied waste that is starting to leach in the groundwaters. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You know, if you judge the way you are by your image in the mirror, thank your plastic surgeon, and you ladies out there, thank your makeup artist at your local counter, makeup counter at your local store. But if you remember what it's like to feel healthy. And do you remember those days? Remember those days you could work those extra hours? You could labor hard? You could exercise more? You could do all sorts of things? Do you find yourself nowadays doing less and less of that? You don't feel motivated to do it because why? You feel bad. And Ed, I cannot tell you, there's an explosion in this country of people that are getting sick. We've got children right now that have onset diabetes. We have children that are into the almost the category of being overtly obese. We have people, even though that the lifespan, let me see, the turn of the century, I think was, it was right around, I think, 54, 55 years of age. Today, 100 years later, we're living to be 77, 78. But are we living healthier? No, they've got us on these drugs. What are the drugs the pharma cartels pushing through the doctors? Well, this is stuff that not necessarily cures any disease. But
oh, no, it's totally designed for you to take it for the rest of your life. It's a sales scam to get you hooked. So you think that the only way you can stay alive is with this drug. You buy it and buy it and buy it and buy it. You get sicker and sicker from the side effects. You get sicker. I watched this happen to my own parents. They get sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker. Then they give another drug for the side effect, another drug for that side effect. Finally, the body wears out and goes. After your insurance fund has been wasted, they had to sell the farm. They moved into a trailer just to pay for all my mother's surgeries and all this stuff. And it's not necessary. None of it is necessary. It's a scam.
Well, and what do drugs do? These drugs are designed to treat symptoms. Symptoms of what? Whatever is ailing you. And Ed, gosh, I mean, it hurts me. And I try not to think about it. When I start to really think about it, I start to look around, and I start seeing these people that are just, oh my gosh, they're overweight. They're limping because of their weight. Their body is degenerating. They're getting Alzheimer's disease. They're getting crippling arthritis diseases. More and more and more and more. And the only thing we know how to do, and the one thing that you pioneered, you are the pioneer. As I said before, there's a lot of people that have been on the oxygen therapy train that have jumped on board. Well, somebody had to pioneer this. Somebody had to do the research. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. I mean, you've even been to Washington. Senator Harkin and former Congressman Bedell brought a former AIDS patient and the doctors to the National Institute of Health, the NIH. The patients became healthy due to using oxygen therapy. AIDS is an autoimmune deficiency disease, ladies and gentlemen. And when your immune system drops, you're open to all kinds of bad things, right, Ed?
That's correct. There's so many things waiting to kill you. And the only thing keeping you from that is your immune system. And guess what your immune system runs on? It runs on oxygen. Your immune system's first line of defense is what the area in the cells known as the peroxisome area. Peroxisome is like hydrogen peroxide, which everyone is used to, well, you put that in a cut to stop the infection. That's mimicking the immune system, which makes this form of active oxygen combined with water, H2O plus O is H2O2. It brings it to wherever the bacteria, the viruses are. The lymphocyte surrounds them with it, and then the peroxisome injects them with peroxide and kills them. That's your immune system at work. Now, your immune system is overloaded from the toxins, from the pollution, from the poor living styles, the bad food, I could just go on and on. You all know the problems. The point is, what John was talking about, is it's getting worse and worse. I'd never heard of Morgellons disease. During the break, John says, do you know about Morgellons? I says, no, I'm looking at the website now, and it's disgusting. it's this bacteria that gets into the body, into the skin, and produces under a microscope all these spike-like spiderweb projections. And if you go to the Morgellons.org, Morgellons.org, you can see the spider web that these bacteria are building in the body as they're trying to take it over. The only reason that child's lip looks like that is because that child does not have enough oxygen in his body for his immune system to simply kill all these anaerobic bacteria that are in there causing this disease. The same thing is true for heart disease, arthritis. Arthritis is protozoa living in your synovial, your joint fluid. They're anaerobes. All this stuff. I had arthritis twice, and I got rid of it by taking oxygen supplements both times back in the very, very early days. Now, I don't have it now because I keep taking oxygen. So I proved it to myself. If I don't take these oxygen supplements because of my genetics, I'll get arthritis because my mother died from the complications associated with it, heart disease, all that. I'm not going down that route because I've got oxygen in my body. Although my genetics want me to, I don't have that curse because I have used my free will to do something about it. Now, if you're smart, you'll get your kids, your wife, your brother, your mother, your father, everybody you know, onto some kind of an oxygen supplement. Now, the reason that's important is because, yeah, you may look pretty, but how many people end up bankrupt at the end of their lives? They work their whole lives like slaves only to give it all up back to the pharmaceutical companies at the end of their life into the hospitals.
And if you do have anything left over, I've always said, Ed, that purses don't have luggage racks on them for good reason. You can't take anything with you.
That's it.
This is not a dress rehearsal. You only have one time around on this deal.
Yep.
I was thinking also during the break, you know, we've got so many people out there that are becoming ill. And as you said, and boy, you're dead on spot on this one. We've taken the gloves off of the pharmaceuticals. We have this unholy alliance of the federal government. Apparently, CDC creeps in there. We have a bunch of people that are, well, they're just there to make us healthy and feel better. I mean, let me give you an example of a ripoff. I mean, one day I did this, Ed, on my program. All these drugs out there, even the generic drugs, they are making tens of thousands of percent profit off this. We broke down the basic elemental elements, and we're talking about literally cents to produce enough drug to make a prescription. The purple pill, there's a good one. We saw this ad blitz for what? Almost a year on TV. That was Nexium. If you do not have insurance and you go buy 30 little tiny little purple caps, that will set you back on an average of $150. So, Ed, you're exactly right. Now, the solution for the politicians? Oh, well, the health care costs. Nobody can afford this anymore. What are they talking about doing? National health care. Ask the people that have been involved in national health care. They actually have a cutoff and a die point for you. There's a point in your life where they figure over 50, you're not worth saving. You don't have too many productive years, so you don't get life-saving operations or whatever else. You're kind of cut out of the loop. This is This whole thing, Ed, is insane, and it's getting worse.
Well, sure. You've got the most highly funded gang of criminals on the planet making billions and billions and billions of dollars selling these unholy potions to everybody that do absolutely nothing to increase the oxygen in your body or to eliminate the toxins that are in there that are the two causes of all your diseases. And it's just such a gold mine. They own the politicians. They own the federal agencies. They have death squads and hit squads. I've documented some of that stuff in my previous books about how they went out and killed people that were trying to blow the whistle like we're doing here today. And this is the kind of thing that where money is the most important thing to them. They don't care about you. They don't care about your suffering. They don't care about your children. They don't care about your future. They expect you to end up in one of their hospitals with tubes sticking out of your body, draining away your bank account until you finally expire. Now, do you want to have a life like that or not? There is a way around that, in my opinion. I'm not promising it, but in my opinion, according to all the interviews I've done with people all over the world for the past 17 years, is that when they fill their bodies with oxygen, they stop getting sick. They don't even get the common cold anymore. Why not? Because the common cold is a bacteria or a virus. And what have I been telling you for the past interview here? Bacteria, viruses, funguses, and pathogens that cause all the diseases are anaerobes. Because they're anaerobes, that means they can't live in oxygen. So if you flood your body with oxygen and keep it flooded with oxygen at safe, known levels, with some kind of supplement, for example, we have the OxyMune, 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 sold by Oxygen America. If you go there, there's four products on their homepage, oxygenamerica.com. There's four products on the homepage, and if you take those four products, just those four products for 6 months, you will be amazed. I'm not going to promise you anything's going to happen, but I'm going to promise, because that's illegal, but I'm promising you that you will be amazed that the differences in you from when you started 6 months down the road after taking those four supplements. It's that simple, because those four supplements are specifically designed to put oxygen in your body and to clean you out. And if they're doing their job, then nature takes over. Nature has the raw materials it needs. Only reason you're going to get sick and prematurely age and have bad digestion and not eliminate and have no clarity in your mind, no energy in your body, is because there's not enough oxygen. There's not enough raw materials in your body so nature can do what it's designed to do, so your body can do what it's supposed to do. What God designed to happen in you can't happen without the raw materials being in there. So everyone should really seriously think about how this is getting worse. This new disease, this Morgellons, that's some kind of an old disease. I'm looking at it here. They're talking 1800s they found it and all that. But it was nothing. Why? Because there was enough immune systems around that had enough oxygen so it couldn't start to grow and become a problem.
That's what I also believe that it is. Because, I mean, you take a look at this. I mean, yeah, we have more stress in our lives. Yeah, our environment's getting a little dirtier. The foods aren't as nutritious. You know, there's a whole litany there of what we're doing that's wrong. But what we need to do to correct this, you don't have to stand on your head. You don't have to make any dramatic lifestyle changes, folks. We're not telling you you've got to run 30 miles a day or you got to eat nothing but raw carrots or raw foods. We're not suggesting any of that. Ed, one of the reasons why people fail doing things, and I don't care if it's weight loss, I don't care if it's doing whatever regimen to get themselves healthier, It's not in their thought paradigm to do this. Most of the things we do in our life is a repetitive type thing. You have got to break that cycle. You have got to get serious about extending your life, healthy years in your life. You know, I mean, the drug manufacturers can create all the purple pills that they want to lower your stomach acid or actually shut down your stomach pump.
Shut down your digestion.
Shut down, exactly. And but people watching the same television commercial, the next break, we see an ad for Drano, and they give you a nice little cute cartoonish kind of thing where it cleans out your pipes. You know, I am, Ed, just simply amazed at the amount of cataracts that people are getting. People are going and getting these little lens implants.
How many children have plastic tubes stuck in their ear because they ears, canals are filling up with mucus?
Tubal ligation. How big is that nowadays? That's a moneymaker for the doctors.
Never heard of that when I was a kid. Now it's all over the place. This low oxygen problem, I want to reach through the radio and grab everybody and just shake them. I started this in 1988. Nobody was talking about this. I discovered all this stuff by doing research over the past 100 years and realized that the one thing they all had in common was there was no oxygen. And if you put oxygen in the body starts to get well again. And I started tracing this down and finding people who were doing an experiment. And I started teaching every other weekend in a different city, pile of clothes on the floor on Wednesday and gone on the weekend again. All over the world, I did that for years and years and years, trying to tell people, now you got an industry. Now everybody's selling ozone generators, water purifiers,
right,
this oxy supplement, that oxy supplement, whatever. And so after doing this all these years, I said, nobody still has really gotten really gotten what I was trying to say that whole time that started this whole industry, which is that there are two basic things you need, oxygen and minerals. And so I designed two products. The first one is called OxyMmune, and the second one is called OxyEarth. The OxyMmune product catalytically generates oxygen in the body out of the body's water. H2O is part water, part hydrogen, part oxygen. So it releases the oxygen out of your body's fluids. It boosts the body's ability to properly alkalinize itself. And the second one is OxyEarth. OxyEarth is colloidal minerals in a powdered form, not a liquid form, inside capsules so you don't have to taste it. And you just take it down. Every morning when you get up, you take your OxyMmune when you're eating, and you take your OxyEarth when you're eating, and then you do it again later in the day.
Hold that thought. We've got to take this short break. We'll be back to wrap up with Mr. Oxygen right after this.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMmune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Flood your body with oxygen, Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe. You can get this book by simply calling 800-247-6553. Here's another number for you, 419-281-1802. He also has these books. You folks out there that do book shows and do different functions, well, you can also pick up this book and resell it. Folks, get the word out there. We've got millions of Americans out there that are sickly, that are not enjoying life. And Ed, we don't have to go into all the reasons why they're being pressured all over the place. We know because, well, we're alive in this country and we can think for ourselves. Folks, as I said, if you want to get yourself healthy, give yourself the best shot that you can. I mean, like I said, God created this wonderful machine. To keep it working healthy, you've got to oxygenate it. We're talking today, we spent the last hour with Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, and we've only scratched the surface on it. We could go for another hour here, Ed, but unfortunately time is winding down. I want to remind people of your website, and folks, don't get this confused. OxygenHealth.com is his website. Flood your body with oxygen. You can pick up the book from that. There's a distributor list there. Or you can simply call to order the book, 800-247-6553, 247-6553. That's a toll-free number. And, of course, you can go to www.OxygenAmerica.com, and you can pick up the products, the OxyImmune. Folks, this is simple. No life-changing things that you've got to go through. I mean, it's just healthy, energetic, self-rebuilding lives. I mean, that's Ed, that's what our body does. It keeps making those cells, don't it?
Yep. Millions every day.
Every single day. Well, Ed, I appreciate you coming up with me this hour. It's been a fast hour.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and good luck. What are you doing next? Anything on the horizon coming up?
There's nothing special. I'm responding to all the communication that I've been getting from all the expounding I've been doing for years and years and years. As I said, I was the first one out there, so I'm the best known on the planet for this subject. And I just have to say one more time, folks, the time to treat diseases is now before you have them. It's so much easier to just give your immune system what it needs so you never get the disease. I just want to say that over and over and over. But people are busy doing this and that and running around, and then they get sick, and they go, oh, my God, I'm sick. I better take my body to a doctor mechanic like I take my car to the shop, have them stick something in there or cut something out, and I should be fine. That's not the answer, folks. That's what you're told the answer is by billions of dollars of ad revenue. But the answer is to have your immune system online working well with lots of oxygen in the first place.
Ed, I had a note here, a reminder that my gal here gave me, Sue. The customers, it says here customers are to phone 305-933-4219.
That's Oxygen America.
Okay, that's Oxygen America.
That's for all the supplements. I don't own that company. My friend Rick sells all those things. He's got the largest oxygen supplement website and device, oxygen device website there is. And it's a wonderful mix of products. I work as a consultant for that company, so they're always up to date with the latest things. They get the latest and the best, and that's where you find it.
All right.
That's the phone number for it.
Okay, 305-933-4219. That number again, write it down. I know you're looking for that pad and pencil right now. I'll give you 10 seconds. 8-5. Oh, here it is again. 305-933-4219. Ed McCabe, it's been a pleasure, my friend, and
thank you
for the support for the network. And folks, support these people because they're trying to help you. See how that works? It's a win-win situation. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, John.
God bless you.
You too. Happy Oxygen.
All righty. Folks, we'll take the break here. Second hour of the National Intel Report on 99.85. We'll get into the news of the day. Do I have Robbie coming up? If we can get a hold of him. All right. Second hour coming up. It's kind of an open phone Friday. I got a lot of news stories I need to do. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.